The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Sound Prints is now online for last week. Book Club's Mystery Book Discussion Group will be meeting November 25th. There's a job posting for Massachusetts Commission for the Blind looking for a Director of Communications. There's a good article on voting that comes a little bit late. The ACB Diabetics in Action Group has made some editorial changes. On the web, attorneys and advocates say that California is failing persons with disabilities. And perspective, there's a schedule, yay, of upcoming programs. Holiday auction for ACB fundraiser is coming up December 2nd. Also on the web from the Hallmark Channel, Hero Dog Finalists includes a guide dog. The Eyes on Success program has stars in tactile format, and they're going to be discussing having an interview with the person who did that. The National Braille Press is announcing an innovative genius contest for people who are doing tactile projects. And also on the web, Illinois is testing autonomous vehicles from the Chicago Tribune. I hope I get to that one. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for October 28th is now online. ACB Families Holiday Membership Drive, KCB Conference and Convention Details, Audio Description and Hulu with Brian Charlson, Illinois Program to Test Self-Driving Cars, California Lawsuit Over Accessible Formats. Sounds like their program similar to mine. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. Ann Parsons, facilitator, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group. Time, meet Sunday, November 25th, 2018, from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/7104346224 or iPhone one tap in the US +1408638086, 7104346224# or 1-646-876-9923, 7104346224#, or telephone, dial for higher quality, dial a number based on your current location. In the U.S., 1-408-638-0986, or 1-646-876-9923. Meeting ID 7104346224. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(X)OD7. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, you can double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. If you prefer calling on a regular telephone, use one of the above numbers. Getting to the point now, on Sunday, November 25th, 2018, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Bruno, Chief of Police, by Martin Walker. You can find it on BARD by looking for DB88170. You can find it on Bookshare by following the link below, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/2002864. All are welcome. Please use the above information to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers. accessibleworld.org, radiooutofthepast.org. Contact Robert Acosta, Chair Emeritus, www.accessibleworld.org and www.radiooutofthepast.org. Phone 818-998-0044. Email BOACOSTA at pacbell.net. Website www.helpinghands4theblind.net. Larry Gassman, Accessible World Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 714-449-1958. Email Larry with two R's, Gassman with two S's, at roadrunner.com. Alan Lemley, Co-Chair, accessibleworld.org. Phone 601-919-6907. Email walemly at gmail.com. The Accessible World, a division of Helping Hands for the Blind, a 501c3 not-for-profit organization, seeks to educate the general public, the disabled community, and the professionals who serve them by providing highly relevant information about new products, services, and training opportunities designed specifically to eliminate geographic and access barriers that adversely affect them. Robert Acosta, President, Helping Hands for the Blind, 818-998-0044, Helping Hands, number 4, theblind.net. Job description. Director of Communications, 180079K. Description. The Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, MCB, seeks a Director of Communications, DOC, who will greatly contribute to MCB's mission by building awareness about the agency's programs and services among external groups, including consumer groups, stakeholders, and the general public across the Commonwealth. The DOC will be responsible for raising the profile of MCB, receiving and responding to requests from media, consumers, state agencies, nonprofit organizations, providers, and the general public. Additionally, the DOC will be responsible for the continued development and implementation of the agency's communication plan, implementing the strategy and execution of internal and external communications, as well as a broad range of public relations activities. The DOC will report to the Commissioner and will work with MCB leadership to coordinate and implement a statewide outreach plan directed towards eye care professionals, key community leaders, and health and educational institutions to promote public awareness of the services that MCB provides. The DOC will be an influential agency representative who will build relationships with community partners and maintain a robust online presence. The DOC is responsible for maintaining multiple channels and content, which include the agency's website, newsletters, blog, and various other forms of communication and collateral marketing materials. The DOC will be highly involved with the planning and execution of MCB events. The DOC will work with agency staff to develop and offer in-service training across the state. Preferred qualifications: state government experience is preferred. Strong writing skills: applicants must have demonstrated knowledge of communication program activities, media relations, community relations, government relations, external and internal communications, as well as some knowledge and experience in social and online media, including basic desktop publishing skills. Please include a resume and cover letter when applying for this requisition. About the agency: the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind, MCB, provides the highest quality rehabilitation and social services to individuals who are blind, leading to independence and full community participation. MCB accomplishes this critical mission by working in partnership with consumers who are legally blind, families, community agencies, healthcare providers, and employers. Pre-hire process. A criminal background check will be completed on the recommended candidate, as required by the regulations set forth by the Executive Office of Health and Human Services, prior to the candidate being hired. For more information, please visit http://www.mass.gov/hhs/cori. Education licensure and certifications will be verified in accordance with the Human Resource Division's hiring guidelines. Education and license certification information provided the selected candidate is subject to the Massachusetts Public Records Law and may be published on the Commonwealth's website. For questions regarding this requisition, please contact DCS Central Office Human Resources at 1-800-393-9324. Qualifications, minimum entrance requirements. Applicants must have at least A, 4 years of full-time or equivalent part-time or professional internship, administrative, supervisory, or managerial experience in business administration, business management, public administration, public management, clinical administration, or clinical management, or B, any equivalent combination of the required experience and substitutions below. Substitutions. A certificate in a relevant or related field may be substituted for 1 year of the required experience. An associate's degree in a related field may be substituted for 1 year of the required experience. A bachelor's degree in a related field may be substituted for 2 years of the required experience. A graduate degree in a related field may be substituted for 3 years of the required experience. A doctoral degree in a related field may be substituted for the required experience. An equal opportunity, affirmative action employer, females, minorities, veterans, and persons with disabilities are strongly encouraged to apply. Official title, Program Manager 3. Primary location, United States, Massachusetts, 600 Washington Street. Job, unclassified. Agency, Commission for the Blind. Schedule, full-time, shift, day. Job posting, October 31st, 2018, at 10:43 a.m. Number of openings, 1. Salary, $32,685.64 to $89,649.39 yearly. If you have a diversity, affirmative action, or equal employment opportunity question, or need a reasonable accommodation, please contact Diversity Officer / ADA Coordinator, Camilla Dragosh, 617-626-7510, Bargaining Unit M99-Managers, EXE. I presume that stands for Executive. Confidential? No. Diabetics in Action has made some editorial changes. I am sorry to announce that we are losing our editor, Barb Mattson. We have new members who are willing to take her place. Becky and Alan Dunkerson will be our new editors. They would like to have any articles by November 15th to put in the December newsletter. If you have anything that you think would be interesting to read, please send to Beckaloo 1202 at AOL.com. Let's welcome our new editors by helping them get started. Also, if anyone knows how to record and duplicate thumb drives, or if there is someone who would be willing to emboss the Braille copies, please let Becky know as soon as possible. I hope there are a lot of people willing to help. Signed, D. Clayton, President, ACB Diabetics in Action. Phone 515-848-5007. Email deeclayton1@gmail.com. In a follow-up post, D says, if anyone has any email copies of the Diabetics in Action newsletter, would you please be willing to send a couple copies to our new editor? These can be emailed to BECCALOU 1202 at AOL.com. Also, if anyone has any print copies that they would be willing to send, please let her know and she will send you her information. Thank you for helping out. Becky and Alan are new members and have not seen any of our newsletters to know how they are formatted or what Barb had in them. D. Clayton, President, ACB Diabetics in Action. Here is a list of upcoming editions of In Perspective. Please note that all showtimes are Eastern Time. On Friday, November 9th, Bob Da Silva, Warnings about the Use of Modern Technology in Social Media, 8 a.m. Saturday, November 17th, John Sanders, producer of John Sanders Presents, 8 o'clock a.m. Saturday, November 24th, Lynn Gagnon, Political Correctness, 8 a.m. Friday, November 30th, Dennis Polselli, Advocate for Persons with Disabilities, 6 p.m. Saturday, December 8th, Peter Altschul, President Trump versus Persons with Disability, 8 a.m. Saturday, December 15th, Andre Van Hall, The Curiosity Instigator, How Curiosity Ignites the Power of Change, 8 a.m. Friday, December 21st, Matthew Chow, Blind Sailor, 6 p.m. Saturday, December 29th, Steve Roberts, The Whys and Whats of Weather, 8 a.m. Friday, January 11th, Debbie Chatfield, Out of Sight Radio, 6 p.m. This from Carla Rucheval, the 7th Annual ACB Radio Holiday Auction on Sunday, December 2nd, 2018, is getting closer and closer, and it promises to be an exciting parade of items guaranteed to start the holiday season off in style. The 2018 lineup of auction items includes sparkling jewelry, handcrafted gifts, music boxes, technology, and yummy holiday treats. The holiday auction will be broadcast once again from Louisville, Kentucky, on ACB Radio, and you can listen via the Internet through the ACB Link iPhone app, through TuneIn or Amazon Alexa, or over your phone. The auction will showcase the rich heritage of our country. 65 to 70 items will be up for bid, and we invite you to be in the spotlight by contributing items that represent your city, state, or affiliate. All items donated to the holiday auction will appear on our auction preview page on the ACB website, which will be available by November 20th. All donors will be acknowledged on the ACB website, on air the night of the auction, and in the ACB Braille Forum in early 2019. To contribute an item to the holiday auction, call us right away at 502-897-1472. Remember that non-perishable items need to arrive in our Minneapolis office by November 1st. The mailing address is American Council of the Blind Attention Holiday Auction, 6300 Shingle Creek Parkway, Suite 195, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, 55460. Thanks in advance for your support of ACB Radio. Carla Rucheval, Co-Chair, Holiday Auction Committee. Treasurer, Kentucky Council of the Blind, Treasurer, Kentucky School for the Blind Alumni, 502-897-1472, carla4206@gmail.com. Recently, Eyes on Success featured episode 1843, Touching the Stars, air date October 24th, 2018. Signals captured by astronomical observatories are often outside of the range of human perception and must be transformed so that scientists can work with them. Hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy talked with Kim Arkand, who has created tactile representations of the universe based on data from many sources, including the Chandra X-ray Observatory, where she works. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net or by telling your smart home device to play Eyes on Success podcast. Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoints, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at http://www.eyesonsuccess.net. Find the podcast on iTunes or use the URL with the extension /EOS_podcast. The National Braille Press's Touch of Genius Prize for Innovation is now accepting entries. Please help us spread the word. The Touch of Genius Prize was developed to inspire entrepreneurs, educators, or inventors to continue the promotion of Braille and tactile literacy for blind and deafblind people worldwide. This prize can be granted for innovative and accessible computer software, Android applications, iOS applications, or tactile hardware that promotes Braille and or tactile literacy. NBP encourages all applicants to think outside the box to what can be used to help improve the lives of blind people. The winner of this prize will receive up to $20,000, which will help them to continue to innovate in the fields of technology and education for blind people. Frank Gibney and the Gibney Family Foundation helped fund fund and establish this award in 2007, inspiring people to go beyond what was thought possible. The deadline to apply is January 11th, 2019. Full application details and more information can be found at www.touchofgeniusprize.org. And there is a flyer attached. All questions can be directed to geniusprize@nbp.org. Thank you for your support. Signed, Megan Kolarik, Executive Assistant, National Braille Press, 88 St. Stephen Street, Boston, Mass., 02115. www.nbp.org. Phone 617-425-2412. Toll-free number 888-965-8965. Fax number 617-437-0456. Research study participants needed to validate a new barriers to physical activity scale. Name of study, development and validation of new barriers to physical activity scale for adults with visual impairments. Note, the following research is not conducted by the NFB, and your name and contact information has not been shared with the study investigator. We are providing you this information on behalf of study investigators Justin Hagela and Nicole Kirk. Please direct all questions regarding this study to tkirk001@odu.edu. To be eligible for this study, participants must have a visual impairment ranging from low vision to no light perception, be between the ages of 18 and 65, have access and ability to complete an online survey. My name is Nicole Kirk, and I am a doctoral candidate in the Department of Human Movement Sciences at Old Dominion University. I am conducting an online study about barriers to physical activity experienced by adults with visual impairments. I'm looking for adults with visual impairments who are between the ages of 18 and 65 to participate in my study. Those who complete the online survey will have the option to enter a drawing for one of three $20 gift cards. This study consists of an online survey, which includes 36 questions and should take you about 20 minutes to complete. All of your responses will be anonymous and confidential. Because this survey is presented on the Google Forms platform, the recommended browser is Google Chrome, and recommended screen reader is JAWS 2018. To begin the study, please go to https://goo.gl/forms/M=S=F=F=C=P=X=A=E=N=H=P=N=R=7-3. If you have any questions before, during, or after this study, please feel free to contact me at 618-967-2886 or by email at tkirk001@odu.edu. Thank you in advance for your participation in our research. Warmest regards, Nicole Kirk. Luann Blake, J.D., Deputy Executive Director, Jernigan Institute, 200 East Wells Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Call 410-659-9314, extension 2221. lblake@nfb.org. Email lblake@nfb.org. In the interest of time, I'm going to skip the article on voting and read you only one of the Hero Dog Award nominees, 2018 finalists at the HallmarkChannel.com. Francis Guide Hearing Category, Charity Partner Guiding Eyes for the Blind, location Staten Island, New York. At the age of 32, I lost my eyesight from a rare complication after battling breast cancer. Over the next 6 months, I would have to relearn everything from crossing the street to sorting laundry. Then the universe threw me the ultimate curveball. I found out I was pregnant. When people asked me how I planned on traveling with my baby, I responded, "I'm going to get a guide dog." In September of 2016, Guiding Eyes for the Blind matched me with Frances, a female yellow Labrador. Since then, Franny and I have become partners in both parenting and advocacy work for visually impaired parents. Now the mother of two daughters, I depend on Frances to help guide me to the preschool, doctor's appointments, and extracurricular activities. When Franny is not helping me meet the demands of motherhood, she accompanies me to help educate kids through our visually impaired education program, IEP, aimed at grades K to 2, VIEP's mission is to engage school-age children through classroom interaction with the blind and visually impaired community, helping diminish stereotypes associated with blindness. Frances attends every presentation, a beautiful reminder about the important work of guide dogs. I believe Frances deserves to be the American Hero Guide Dog because her partnership allows me to be the woman I want to be. She helps me juggle all that comes with being a working mom while educating our community about living with vision loss. There are many other inspirational doggies in the running for this award, so it's worth your while to check out the HallmarkChannel.com American Humane Association Hero Dog Awards 2018 finalists. From the ChicagoTribune.com, aired October 25th, 2018, by Mary Vishnesky, contact reporter, Illinois to develop testing program for self-driving vehicles. Illinois is taking the first step toward putting self-driving vehicles on the road, but it may be some time before they get there. Governor Bruce Rauner on Thursday signed an executive order creating the Autonomous Illinois Initiative, which sets guidelines for testing the technology and sharing information between developers, researchers, and state agencies. Testing of autonomous vehicles will require a driver to remain behind the wheel, capable of taking control of the vehicle at all times, according to the Illinois Department of Transportation. This is what we've been waiting for, some direction from the state, said Roman Kouropas, CEO and founder of the Burr Ridge-based Innova Eve, which is testing self-driving vehicles at Ohio State University. We want to be able to do it in our own backyard, said Kouropas, whose company uses small golf cart-like electric vehicles for ride-sharing. Illinois State Police, the Illinois Tollway, the Department of Insurance, and the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity will assist with the program. The state will connect communities that want to host testing with companies, universities, and research institutions. Since human error is behind more than 90% of fatal wrecks, the use of autonomous vehicles could save lives, IDOT Secretary Randy Blankenhorn said. If you take that driver out of the equation, you're looking at a safer system, he said, at a news conference in a parking lot at Guaranteed Rate Field. There are numerous questions about autonomous technology that still need to be resolved. One problem is that drivers assigned to be behind the wheel of self-driving vehicles tend to get bored, so they may not react quickly to an emergency, according to technology experts. The state currently is working with Northwestern University and the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign and Chicago campuses on a test track for autonomous vehicles in downstate Rontoul, about 15 miles north of Champaign. Pennsylvania, Arizona, and California already are testing autonomous vehicles. Last spring, Uber Technologies stopped its self-driving car operation in Arizona after a pedestrian was killed in a crash involving one of its cars. Email MWISNIEWSKI at ChicagoTribune.com regarding this magazine article, newspaper article. From DisabilityRightsCA.org, blind advocates challenge state's failure to provide accessible forms of communication to blind Medi-Cal consumers. Berkeley, California. A coalition of blind advocates today filed a class action lawsuit in federal court against the California Department of Healthcare Services, DHCS, and three counties for failing to provide Medi-Cal notices in accessible formats such as Braille. The plaintiffs are the California Council of the Blind and three individuals. Visit https://dralegal.org/wp-content/uploads/2018/10/medical-complaint-accessible.pdf or https://www.disabilityrightsca.org/cases/Hinkle-V-Kent to learn more about the case. We've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.